You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Look UK mentorship programme matches blind and partially sighted young people aged 11 to 29 with a trained mentor to provide them with support and guide them through life's challenges and tribulations. We're joined now by Us and Abby, who both initially joined the programme as mentees, but Us is now a trained mentor and Abby is currently training to be a mentor. So, Abby, what led you to want to sign up to the programme?
So, I went to one of Look's events about transitioning to university. The mentoring project was mentioned there, and I thought it sounded a really good thing to take part in and to get guidance from someone who had been through the transition to university and help sort out support in place and how that would work and explain it to me a little bit more.
And Us, how about you?
I was very new to visual impairment and I just started college and I was immediately diagnosed with my visual impairment. I did not know what to do at all, and so I had an amazing qualified tutor of visual impairment, Jessica Fogarty, and she put me in contact with Look UK and they've connected me with someone who has a visual impairment but who has very similar interests as me, so like with films and filmmaking, just so that they could communicate with me about these things.
Are there any situations that come to mind where having that support and someone with shared experiences has been really, really helpful?
Look are really good and they match you up with mentors who have similar interests or are studying similar things as to what you are. So I was being mentored by someone who was also doing science at university. There's a lot of technical things and very like fiddly things that you have to see and look at. And so I was able to meet with my mentor and discuss different ways of how I would access the course, because I'm doing a very visually demanding course. I'm studying engineering. And it's also been good when I've been traveling by myself and like navigating airports and things like that, to be able to chat to someone else who has done the same thing and is older and might have tips and tricks on how to make it easier for you. And so I found that really beneficial as well.
And Us, what do you think is the most helpful advice you were given as a mentee?
I've been given such great advice. I've always just been told to just give things a go, try things out, don't be afraid to try something different and really just get to experience, because it's all just about gaining experience and testing new things, just being able to use different pieces of technology and to be able to thrive really out in the world. It's okay to be afraid, but it's try your best, because that's the only thing you can do really.
Must be really helpful. Like you've both said, lots of things are a process of trial and error, but having someone who I guess has tried and tested some of those things in a very similar way to what you would, you're able to benefit from all of that previous experience and feel sort of kitted up to try some of those things yourself.
Definitely. Any problem that you've got, you can just message immediately and have advice like from someone who's been through it.
And after having been mentored by someone, what led you to want to go on and mentor other young people?
Because I was very new to it. I was very fresh and it happened in my late teens. I was struggling through it very bad because after I was diagnosed, I then later on like suffered very bad with mental health and started to like go through depression from there, and having to talk to someone who has been through that, I felt reassured. I felt like there's this sense of comfort there because they were able to give me advice, guidance, and navigate me through where I could gain confidence. And what really made me want to become a mentor is how I viewed everything after my mentoring program. So once I finished my program, I took a moment to really reflect upon the adversities and the challenges that I went through in education. And I see a lot of people go through it on a daily basis. I want to be able to be an agent of change, to provide support and a difference and an impact in people's lives. I wanted to become a mentor to visually impaired students so I can guide them through their education, hoping for them to thrive in whatever they want to do and achieve in life. It's just about being able to stay focused It's also very important to be vulnerable as well. It may be a terrifying thing. It's just all a learning process.
And Abby, what is some of the advice that you've taken forward?
Maybe not advice as such, but just having someone there to tell you that you're doing a good job when it comes from someone who you know knows exactly what it's like to be in your shoes. It means a lot and it can have quite a positive impact. I spoke to my mentor about very specific things that I was finding hard in university. I decided to become a mentor because my experience going through education has been quite a journey. There's been quite a few barriers which have been put in my way which shouldn't have been there, which was a real struggle at times, you know, fighting against the school to get my access needs put in place. And that was really tough, but I have learned so much from that. And that was part of the reason that I wanted to become a mentor, because I feel I have a ton of advice that I want to give out to as many people as possible, because I don't want anyone to have to go through the same things that I've ended up having to go through. And I want to do everything that I can to help other people like me with visual impairment going through university or school or even just life, and share what I've learned.
You've both mentioned wanting to make use of all of the tips and advice and pay it forward, but do you think you've learnt anything from your mentees?
As a mentor, I now have 4 mentees. Talking to them, I've learned a lot of things from their point of view, getting to know their visual impairment, but getting to know like their experience and their take on life. Just how motivated they are. It's just incredible to witness how these young people want to be able to just give and do things in life, to say what they want to say, bring about some difference. I find that motivating for myself. So I feel like half the time when I have a chat with them, they're the ones that are motivating me to do better on a daily basis. It kind of works both ways, really, this program.
Well, thank you, Abby and Us, for joining us at RNIB Connect Radio and for being so open with your stories and sharing all of that wonderful advice.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's been great.
To learn more about the Look UK Mentorship Programme, head to www.look-uk.org/mentoring/.